Back on Downtown, it's time for this week's Shut Up and Eat. We thought it being Mardi Gras week, we lend it a little New Orleans touch there. Joe Riccio from Food Coma joins us. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how we doing?
Outstanding. How are you?
Oh, every day is just a Christmas miracle, let me tell you.
Now, speaking of Mardi Gras, I don't know if you happen to see it, the pictures we posted of Kerry Haskell in his full Mardi Gras regalia.
I did not see those. Is that on Facebook?
Yeah, looking good.
I don't look at Facebook anymore. I pretty much stick to the Instagram these days.
I think he might be on Instagram, too, with one. A very big purple beard.
Was he leading the parade? Or?
Well, he was leading his own parade, yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's amazing. I'm sure there was some spiced rum involved.
So. I think there probably was. Although he said they started so early, they were home by about 6 or 7 that night.
Well, that's really the way it is these days, right? Like, who wants to be out past that anyway?
No, I want to be.
What, when you're our age.
Right.
You're my age.
Home, feet up. I'm good with all of that. Well, we started last week talking about hearty comfort food. And
we did.
We were just scratching the surface of it. And immediately, as soon as we got done, I started thinking of some other things. And this one came to mind immediately for me. I can't believe we didn't talk about it. Meatloaf.
Oh, yes. And I like meatloaf. I like full-on, like, the ketchup treatment on it.
Oh, yes.
You know, meatloaf is delicious. And meatloaf sandwiches are a very underrated thing. I mean, basically, it's like a meatball loaf, essentially, right? It's
yes.
Yeah. I mean, meatloaf. You know what's funny is I've never made meatloaf in my life.
Oh, really?
It's one of those things like a grilled cheese sandwich that's better when somebody else makes it for you.
That's true. Although I like making meatloaf because I love the smell of it cooking.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's, like I said, you have to do, like, the barbecue or ketchup glaze on it.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to make meatloaf fancy. You know, it's kind of like you're making a terrine, essentially, or like a pate, but it's like, you know, meatloaf. It's like the same kind of method. But yeah, meatloaf is basically, and then also, I mean, leading to that, beef stew.
Oh, nothing
like
better.
Beef stew, like loading it up with like Tabasco. And that is one of the few things I prefer saltines rather than Ritz crackers. I like saltines in my beef stew.
I'm with you on that. I little less of the buttery flavor is perfect for the beef stew.
Yeah, because the beef stew is already so rich. I mean, granted, like, you know, things could always be richer. But, yeah, the saltines are nice. I think they stay a little, obviously, they stay crispier than a Ritz. And I think I like that contrast there. But really, I mean, I guess I'm being a little crazy because is there anything better with beef stew than, like, garlic bread or something?
No.
Like warm bread with butter with beef stew?
Well, that's fantastic. And when I was thinking about meatloaf, too, I went off the road a little bit to the realm of things like cottage pie.
So is that like basically like a, what's the word, tortiere, like a, like the meat pie they do up north, like the pork pie?
Well, the difference, I'm not sure the exact difference between cottage pie and shepherd's pie, except that I think shepherd's pie is with lamb.
Well, shepherd's pie.
Yeah, shepherd's pie is with lamb. Cottage pie, I think, is usually the ground beef or ground pork.
Okay, so I grew up with cottage pie being called shepherd's pie.
Ah, okay.
Because my mom obviously never got lamb. So, yes, so shepherd's pie and cottage pie are the same thing to me, basically. But, yes, it's delicious. It's like something that you have when your mom makes it growing up, and it's, like, fine. But then when you actually make it knowing what you're doing and making every element taste delicious in that, like using fire-roasted corn and, like, properly seasoning the meat, and like I like making my mashed potatoes with like an immersion blender. I mean, because I put so much sour cream and butter in them that like sometimes it could get gummy that way, but if you use enough fat in it, like it's all good. It's just gonna be like, you know, just pure buttery creamy deliciousness. And yes, in that case, that's I do like that. I think also I think we neglected to talk about New England clam chowder.
Oh yes.
Which is one of those things that even out of like a chunky Campbell's can, I'm like, you know what? It's still good.
It is, and that's another one too. I need that Tabasco sauce firmly in my hand.
Yeah, Tabasco, any hot sauce really. I mean, if it's still like really delicious chowder, like I make a fish chowder that's, you know, a little more like driven with herbs and, you know, it doesn't really need hot sauce, but like a super creamy clam chowder with that acid from the hot sauce to cut through it. And then, of course, you know, loaded with oyster crackers, salt and pepper it's a thing of beauty. I mean, I don't think that, like, to me, when people call Manhattan clam chowder chowder, it makes me angry.
That's not chowder. It's soup.
It's clam soup.
It's soup, yes.
It's like a Portuguese-style soup. It's not bad. Pardon me. Excuse me. But it's definitely not chowder, you know? I think that even more, you know, akin to that is like the Rhode Island clear chowder.
Hmm. But also not chowder. Not New England clam chowder. There is
no
substitute.
It has more of a chowdery thing happening. And they often serve like cream on the side. You can put it in it, but I kind of like it.
I was thinking of this one too. And again, I've never made it myself. So I don't know if I would like it better if I did it, but chicken pot pie.
Yeah, chicken pot pie. As long as you leave those damn peas out of there.
No peas in your pie?
Peas, I hate. You know, it's the only food I hate are like frozen peas.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the only food I strongly dislike, besides this bad food, is frozen peas. That and natto beans, but that's a totally different Japanese thing. But like... yeah, I hate peas. Like, I'm like a 5-year-old. I am still so skilled at picking peas out with a fork in any dish. The worst, though, is like when you get a rigatoni dish and the peas hide in the rigatoni and you don't know.
Right, they're up inside there.
You're like, what was that? Yeah, I think peas are disgusting. I like fresh peas. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But I think like English peas are gross and... I just sub corn, you know, just like sub frozen corn, and then the pot pie is fine. But if you put peas in there, I have a problem with it. I can't do it.
Now we were talking about spaghetti and meatballs and others last week, and we left out an awesome comfort food, lasagna.
Oh, I mean, you can't leave out. I mean, lasagna, and I'm like, I love all the incarnations. Like, I do, obviously, like, an Italian-American lasagna with, like, meatballs on the side, and I make lasagna bolognese. But with both, I am not a big ricotta guy. I like to use a bechamel because I think that, like, bechamel layered up with, like, layers of Parmesan, then mozzarella on the top.
Mm.
Because I think the bechamel just, like, sort of integrates better and makes the whole thing, like, super creamy and super delicious. Ricotta, I just never, like, some people like ricotta on pizza, like my mom, and I just am not I'm not a fan of ricotta.
I don't know what ricotta brings to the dance. Not much, I don't think.
It doesn't have a lot of flavor to it to me, and it adds a texture, especially when it's baked on, I don't know. I'm not a ricotta guy. I am just not, I mean, I don't hate it. Like, I'll eat something with ricotta, but I'm like... if you make lasagna out there, like, try a bechamel instead of ricotta, and you will be very happy. And bechamel is basically, it's just, you know, flour, butter, milk, a little bit of nutmeg grated in it, you know, cooked till it's nice, you know, till it's got a nice creamy texture. And just layer that in your lasagna, whether you're making, like, an Italian-American sauce or an Italian-Italian sauce, and it's delicious.
We're talking comfort food. Joe Riccio with us here on Downtown Breakfast. Got to go to breakfast. And I don't know, everything about breakfast is comfort food to me, but I was thinking about a couple items. Sausage and biscuits, the sausage gravy, and I don't get it very often, but I always love it, corned beef hash.
Oh, well, I mean, so yeah, we'll start with the sausage and biscuits gravy. You know, I mean, that's like, it is what I call a Day Destroyer 2000. It's like, I mean, I don't order it often because I am completely unable to do anything for like 3 hours after I eat it.
Well, all you want to do is nap.
All you want to do is nap. Like, it pretty much wrecks your day. Again, another dish that heavily benefits from a healthy dose of Tabasco to cut through all that rich gravy. But when it's good, I mean, man, it's good. And, yeah, so again, I don't order it often. It's even for somebody such as myself, it's a treat. Corned beef hash, I love in a lot of ways. I mean, I like hash with everything from short ribs to corned beef. But I really like that. I love hash like on a Benedict.
Yes.
So you're taking it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're. And by the way, Benedict, I don't like it when people sub anything but English muffin for that. Like, some people do it on like biscuits and stuff. And I don't think that's right. I think it needs to be on an English muffin, and the egg has to be poached. And I think that a nice hash is a perfect accompaniment there. And that's where I'm actually likely to even, you know, as much as Tabasco, I like ketchup. I'm a big ketchup guy on breakfast. Like, it has to be Heinz. Nothing's more disappointing to me than going to a restaurant and they have, like, gold whatever punts. And I'm just like, dude, come on. Like, Heinz. Like, that's the ketchup.
That's the only ketchup.
It's the only ketchup. Everybody loves Heinz ketchup. Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't use Heinz ketchup. It drives me insane when people don't. But yeah, I like mixing the Tabasco with the Heinz, and if they have it, even a little bit of honey in there is nice. But yeah, a good Benedict, that's another super decadent breakfast. Those are both sausage, biscuits, and gravy and Benedict are super decadent breakfasts that, you know, they're probably invented for people who actually worked and burned calories.
Right, right.
Rather than people that just went to bed. but, you know. Like, that's the American way, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question about that. And then, you know, pancakes, waffles, anything that you can slather with butter and maple syrup.
Waffles. Yeah, pancakes are everywhere. And you know what's funny? Well, I will tell you that one of my guilty pleasures, and maybe I've said this in the show before, one of my guilty pleasures is Cracker Barrel pancakes. There's something about them that is so wonderful and delicious. They get these really crispy edges. And I buy the Cracker Barrel pancake mix to make at home.
Mm.
But when you get in the restaurant, they give you these little warm bottles of maple syrup and all the butter you can handle. And I will tell you, Cracker Barrel pancakes, I'm not ashamed to say, are up there with like Palestiner to me as far as like my favorite pancakes.
Wow.
And I'm not even pouring half and half on them like that time. inadvertently. But a good waffle is hard to find around here. Like, nobody really makes waffles anymore.
No, you don't see them as much. We have a waffle maker at home.
Toast and pancakes, but you never see waffles.
You're right. I don't know why that is.
Growing up, I mean, you know, Lego my ego. But there was something about those that was somehow very comforting, the way the butter got, like, stuck in the little ridges.
That was the best part.
You used to have, like, the syrup, like the Aunt Jemima that wasn't, it was probably more corn syrup than anything, but, like, or Miss Butterworth or whatever.
Right. That, like, the log cabin that's not really syrup.
Yeah. Like, but it was like childhood. You know, I like the apple cinnamon Eggo waffles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then along came toaster strudels, and I was like, these are wonderful.
Well, you know what I had this morning? My wife actually got some for me. I don't get them very often, but yeah, you remember toaster cakes? The little, essentially, flattened out corn muffins?
Corn, yeah. They call it toaster cakes?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, those were delicious. Where do you find those? Is it Thomas's that makes those?
Yeah, right at Hannaford.
Yeah, those are good. I like those.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I forgot all about those.
Well, I got about four left if you want some.
They're just a conduit for tons of butter.
Yes.
Really.
Oh, yes. Maybe even.
All the people out there, if you're using butter, just buy Kerrygold because you can get it everywhere, and it's the best butter. It's the best butter that isn't like some crazy butter you buy on a farm, you know? It's like the best butter that's universally available everywhere. Kerrygold butter.
And butter might be the ultimate comfort food right there, butter itself.
I mean, butter itself. Like, butter, to me, if there's two things I could never give up, it'd be butter and salt. Like, I don't even care about cream and all that. Butter and salt are, like, I think what makes all foods delicious in a way. And that's what actually, and also what makes all comfort foods comfort food.
Absolutely.
Butter and salt.
You're right. You're right.
And what's up?
I was going to ask, what's going on this weekend for you?
This weekend I have off. I'm good. I'm going to relax, and it's going to be nice. Next weekend I've got some like French dinner thing, and the week after that I have another dinner. But you know, there's a lot of things in the works, and everything's good. Also, we never, by the way, I mean, before we end this conversation,
mm-hmm.
we have not talked about barbecue once.
Oh my gosh, how do we avoid that? Do we make that?
It's... We're talking about hearty comfort foods. We have not talked about brisket or ribs.
Or do we make barbecue its own standalone show?
Maybe let's just shut up about it, and we'll do it a separate thing.
I like that. That sounds good.
All right, perfect.
All right, maybe next week.
Maybe we just shut up and eat.
Ah, there you go.
We talk about it next week. You
perfect.
Like that?
I like that a lot, as always. Thank you, Joe. Enjoy a little time off this weekend.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much.
All right. Catch you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Joe Riccio from Food Coma. Shut up and eat here.